This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
The fast food workers in New York and around the country rallied for higher wages and union protection. They want a raise with those fries. New York's fast food workers joined thousands of colleagues from across the country in a strike aimed at boosting their salaries to $15 an hour, more than double the current minimum wage.
I'm not going to stay quiet, said Shaniqua Davis, 20, a Bronx resident and McDonald's worker. I'm going to continue to fight. I've got a daughter to take care of. I struggle to make ends meet. Paying the bills is tough for employees who typically earn the minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Aside from New York, what was a nationwide walkout included 60 other cities targeting chains like McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Wendy's. And now Ken Nash takes us to this city's strike line for the Fast Food Forward campaign.
How long have you been working at fast food?
13 years. McDonald's.
Same McDonald's?
Same McDonald's.
How much are you earning?
$7.25. No benefit. No insurance. Nothing at all. Go on vacation. No pay. Nothing at all.
Which McDonald's are you working at?
Meeker Avenue.
So are you afraid of getting fired because of this?
No, I'm not afraid of nothing. They can't do me nothing.
It's your first strike?
No. Come and strike more one time. Yeah, it's improving. I see more crowded. Let the people come out. Everybody come. Yeah, everywhere, right over the country.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah, man. Nice crowd.
Okay, man. Anything else you want to say?
Well, right now, I just insurance and benefit and sick relief and everything, you know? We just want everything together. Right, we're striking for the $15.
And what's your name?
Uncle Francis.
The workers united will never be defeated. The workers united will never be defeated.
Okay, I'm with...
Naquasia LeGrand.
And?
Anthony Roman.
Where do you work?
KFC.
And McDonald's.
What borough?
Brooklyn and Queens.
Brooklyn and Queens. You get around.
Yeah.
Okay.
And downtown. Two McDonald's.
Okay, and how much money do you make?
$7.70 at Brooklyn, $8 at Queens.
$7.70 in Bowery Street and $7.80 on Chamber Street.
And how many hours do you work?
Less than 30 hours.
And how many hours do you work?
I'll probably see like 35. No benefits.
No benefits at all.
This your first strike?
This is my fourth strike.
You've been from the beginning?
Yes.
You've seen it grow. Tell me about it.
I've seen it grow a lot from where we're just from 200 workers coming out for on the 29th to now on this day. It's all over, and then especially on this day, it's national. It's not just New York City. You got Chicago, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Seattle. You know, it actually makes this movement, it's actually traveling around.
This is going to be my fourth one.
Seeing the movement grow also, talk about it.
I say it's going to get good. And I'm going to make sure that we're going to win, because I believe that we're going to win. $15 in the union, we got to win that. We deserve it.
You afraid they're getting fired?
I'm not afraid of getting fired at all.
You afraid they're going to fire you because of this?
No. We standing up for 15 and to form a union without retaliation. It's a bigger picture. Like, one thing is not so much about the money. It's more about the respect as human beings and having the living rights and to be able to support our families and ourselves.
Companies say basically these are just transitional jobs. People take summer help, you know, just until they get a real job. What do you think?
We got people here that have degrees and been at the economic economy is so bad. People have to settle on these low wages jobs because these are the only jobs that's out there for us. But at the same time, they're giving us poverty wages and we deserve more than that.
Thank you so much and good luck. We're all in the center stage right now and we're going to stay there and you're going to win.
Definitely, we are going to win. I mean, it's spreading everywhere, so we're going to win.
We are going to win. If Martin Luther King could do it, so can we.
Okay, your name again is?
Nequasia LeGrand.
And where you work?
KFC.
Anthony Roman.
And where do you work?
McDonald.
Okay, good luck.
We want to introduce Tish James, who is a council member here.
This is not a cause, this is a movement. Welcome to the movement. One day after we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, this is about economic justice. You see, they would like to believe that fast food workers are primarily teenagers. They are not. They're primarily women with children who are struggling to make ends meet. So this is about economic justice. Justice! Justice! This is a cause worth fighting for. If you believe in the cause, make some noise. If you believe in standing up for workers' rights, make some noise. If you believe in unions and preserving the middle class, make some noise. If you can't survive on $7.25, make some noise. If you recognize that the fastest growing industries in this city are fast food restaurants and retail, and it's a race to the bottom, make some noise. So we are here today to honor the legacy of Dr. King by standing with these fast food workers who are only demanding $15 at a union. I have the honor and privilege of presenting to you a young woman who works for Burger King, a company that makes millions, if not billions, off the back of their workers. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Miss Tamara Green.
Burger King, they make billions of dollars. So let's start with that. We're going to start with the fact that a union is unity. A union is a whole. So many states, so many people from all walks of the world that would not even look at each other are standing on the shoulders of each other. Now, let's all give each other a hand for that. They tend to think that fast food workers are children. I know I look young, but I'm touching 30. I know I look good. But what I'm saying is, I go to school every day. I am one semester away from graduating college. Like, thank you. And I'm not the only person doing it. I know college graduates who stand next to me and make a burger. They say, if you're educated, you can get anywhere. If you got this, you can get far. A lot of us have all that. A lot of us graduated high school. A lot of us can enunciate. A lot of us are extremely intelligent. A lot of us are not doing this for a new pair of sneakers. God knows I ain't had a new pair of sneakers in so long, it's not funny. We've been so long without money that it's not about the money. It's about the respect that we are due as people, as workers, as the people who make these beautiful companies all this money. We are standing here under a huge umbrella. That rain was coming, but we are the thunder. The noise we coming with is the lightning. Let's shake these people out of these comfortable positions they have found themselves in on our shoulders. We are not only here in New York doing this, but we 50 cities strong. And I don't think today is the last day. So if we got to do this every day, I might not have a job tomorrow, but guess what? A youngster coming up behind me, they're going to have a job and benefits and will look themselves in the mirror and say, I am my best me. Boom.
All right. Fast food workers, this is civil rights. You have a right to work, and you have a right to fair pay. when we come up against a $200 billion industry. No, that we have to fight, we have to fight, we have to fight. It's not going to be over tomorrow. We are in this for the long haul. We are not going to relent. We are not going to quit. We are not going to retreat. We are not going to give up. They are going to wait us out because they believe that soon we're going to get tired and we're going to sit down. They think our voice is going to grow weak and we're going to shut up. But we want them to know that we are energized every day. But right now what we want is fair pay. And we're going to fight, fight, fight.
The feminization of poverty in our city is real. I'd like to present to you the face of poverty in the city of New York. She works for McDonald's. Her name is Shakira Campbell. Give it up for Miss Campbell.
My name is Shakira Campbell, and I've been working for McDonald's for over a year now. I have yet to receive my raise. I live in Manhattan. I gotta pay for transportation, food, clothes, everything. So it's a struggle for me, but hey, I'm still here with my people. We're still fighting. 725 ain't enough. Listen, get it together. I need my money. I need my money. Where's my 725? Where is my 15 in the union? I need my money. I'm overwhelmed about the situation, but you know, I'm still here. I'm still rocking New York. Hey! Thank you.
Oh, we love you.
Now I have the pleasure to introduce Local 32BJ President SEIU, Hector Figueroa.
When we fight, when we fight, when we fight, brothers and sisters, fast food workers, we will win. We are here in Union Square, and even though you cannot see it, you can feel the presence of garment workers from 100 years ago when in this very park they demanded a union, they demanded dignity and respect, they demanded a good wage, and they won over 100 years ago. You don't see them, but do you feel auto workers, farm workers, janitors, hospital workers, workers like you, who people said they cannot beat the odds, they cannot win a union, they cannot get dignity, respect, and a living wage, and they won. So I ask you today, a 60-city strike at the same time, as we challenge the mighty powers of the big three in the Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's, or the Domino's, or the Kentucky Fried, or the Taco Bells, they are making billions of dollars. I ask you one simple question. Do you feel it? Do you see it? Can we win?
Yeah.
Can we win?
Yeah.
$15 an hour, si se puede.
Si se puede.
A union, si se puede.
Si se puede.
No more injuries on the job, si se puede.
Si se puede.
Dignity, si se puede.
Si se puede.
Respect, si se puede.
Si se puede.
A contract, si se puede.
Si se puede.
A national strike, si se puede.
Si se puede.
We will win. We will continue this campaign. You have the support of 32BJ's 150,000 members from Florida to New Hampshire. You have the support of the labor movement. Continue the fight, and we will fight with you. And when we get a contract from fast food workers, we'll get to retail workers, we'll get car washers, we'll get every low-wage workers with a union, with a decent wage, si se puede.
Si se puede.
Si se puede.
When we fight,
we win. When we fight,
we win.
Keep on fighting.
And I am very proud to introduce my congresswoman from Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn, Carolyn Maloney, and I know she stands with you. Carolyn Maloney.
Justice, justice, raise our voices, raise the minimum wage, and raise up America. I am pleased to stand here with the heroic minimum wage workers who are not paid enough, and the remarkable coalition of unions, religious leaders, community leaders, all of whom are supporting a fair wage for workers. We thank the men and women who are working hard and who have not received a minimum wage increase in 4 years. I am proud to be a co-sponsor. There are 142 of us of a bill, H.R. 1010, the Fair Minimum Wage Act. And this would raise the minimum wage to 1010. I know it's not enough, but it's the first time it'd be raised in 4 years, and the raise is long overdue, particularly for those that are tipped workers. They haven't had a raise in 20 years. How fair is that? In 1968, a minimum wage was a livable wage, but that's not the way it is anymore. And anyone who works a full work week should make enough money to support their families with a livable wage. Over the decades, the wages for hardworking people like you who make minimum wage, all of the workers who serve our food in these fast food places, they haven't gone up. In the meantime, the CEO's salaries have raised 127 times over the past 30 years. Worker productivity goes up, and the CEOs get all the rewards. That's not right. We have to change it. We need to raise our voices, raise the minimum wage, raise Cain, and raise up America. And now I'd like to introduce to you two council members who overrode the mayor's veto on stop and frisk. Say justice! Justice! Jemani Williams and Edanis Rodriguez!
What's up, everybody? Y'all look like America. The real America. Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
There are people.
There are people.
Out there.
Out there.
Using Dr. King's.
Using Dr. King's.
Memory.
Memory.
In vain.
In vain.
They talk about the dream.
They talk about the dream.
But they forget.
But they forget.
On that march.
On that march.
He was talking about jobs.
He was talking about jobs.
He was talking about wages.
He was talking about wages.
Because he knew.
Because he knew.
Although the shackles were gone.
Although the shackles were gone.
The shackles of inequality.
The shackles of inequality.
When it comes to economics.
When it comes to economics.
Was still there.
Was still there.
If Dr. King was alive.
If Dr. King was alive.
He'd be in Union Square.
He'd be in Union Square.
He'd be in McDonald's.
He'd be in McDonald's.
He's being Burger King, telling everybody,
telling everybody,
you can't survive,
you can't survive,
on 725,
on 725,
we gonna win this fight,
we gonna win this fight,
we have to win this fight,
we have to win this fight.
They say we couldn't win last Thursday,
they said we couldn't win last
Thursday, but we did it,
but we did it,
cause we had just on our side,
we had just on our side,
and we got just on our side today,
we got just on our side today,
we gonna win.
We don't win.
Cause I heard him say.
Cause I heard him say.
The people.
The people.
United.
United.
Will never.
Never.
Ever.
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 Be defeated.
Be defeated.
We fight us. We fight us. America has to wake up. There's two Americans. There's two New York City. The New York City of the 99% and the New City of the 1%. And this movement here is the same movement of the Occupy Wall Street. This movement when we were at Zuccotti Park was selling Wall Street. You're making a lot of money. The fast food corporation at Wall Street, they're making billions and billions in dollars. And they should increase the salary from 725 to 15. And they should allow all workers to be unionized, to be part of the union. Estamos aquí porque César Chávez, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, los líderes que marcharon 50 años atrás, dijeron, obreros unidos jamás serán vencidos. Obreros unidos.
Thank you.
Camille Rivera, the executive director of United New York, talked with us about the low-wage jobs, primarily in the fast food industry and retail, that account for the bulk of new jobs added to the economy, and what just happened in the fast food forward strikes, the walkouts in New York and around the country.
Camille, the work that United New York, that you've been doing, the strike, what a wonderful, spirited, energetic success. But tell us about how it unfolded around the country. How did it look?
It was an amazing sight to see. I mean, I obviously was in New York helping to kind of coordinate the coalition for the support for fast food workers. But across the country, we had over 50 cities, places like Missoula, Montana, and Durham, you know, places that you would not think would potentially walk off their job. And it's kind of spread like wildfire. And as you can see, the New York Times did a op editorial for Labor Day, just basically spells out the point that we really need to do something about low-wage jobs in America, that we are on a trajectory that is creating a situation that is pretty dire for Americans all across the country.
Let's just return back to New York for a second, because I want to see how this thing is building in one city in New York we know the most about. This is the fourth strike in New York City, and I think the third for some of the other cities. So tell us how it gained momentum in New York.
I think it is a momentum that was created. I think a lot of people say this, but I think that, you know, we started United New York working with a number of labor organizations and community organizations like New York Communities for Change and Make the Road. We're working with the Occupy movement 2.5 years ago. And I think low-wage workers, that message of inequality that these kids kind of put out there resonated and stuck with people. There was already a growing movement of low-wage organizing in the city. You know, 30 CBJFDIU has been organizing security officers, low-wage workers, and airports, car wash workers being organized by New York Communities for Change and Make the Road and RWDSU. So there was already kind of a movement of workers that have been, you know, doing their best to speak up and try to galvanize around the fact that we really needed to have higher wages. The momentum started just around, you know, specific conversations that community organizations and people were having with fast food workers that were saying, you are making the lowest of the lowest wage. Workers are feeling really behind. They're not going up in their wages. They're not being able to live kind of the American dream. They can't afford to live, you know, in their own communities less than, you know, kind of the communities of the middle class, right? They're being pushed out in places like the South Bronx and Central Brooklyn. And people that are in the fast food industry have, you know, one or two jobs, don't have stability in their hours, have health issues, their wages get stolen from them. What happened was conversations started to spread within the fast food workers who basically said, enough is enough. I really need to take a stand here. And if I don't, no one else will. And this really was a worker-led movement. This is a conversation that workers told other workers to have this conversation and to walk off their jobs.
What actually happened to the workers in other parts of the country? Was there retaliation? Did people suffer retribution and retaliation as a result of walking off the job?
Many, you know, of these corporations are starting to try to put an immense amount of pressure on workers to not organize, right, to not speak up. And I think that that's happened all across the country. But I think it's very clear that the workers have pushed back immensely and have gotten their jobs back. I mean, we've walked workers back to work the next day. Community clergy, politicians have fought for them and have called, you know. We have to get back to the fact that the fast, you know, organizing at your workplace is one thing, but you definitely need the support of clergy, community, and political people to be able to have your back. And if you remember, I don't remember because I wasn't around during those days, but during the sanitation strike, the sanitation workers, you know, did that strike on their own and decided to stop, you know, to stop working. And if it wasn't for the church, the churches in the area and community support, they would have never lasted the way that they lasted. And so they say that, very, very bluntly. And I think that what you see now is that they are not going back to work alone. Even if there is retaliation, and obviously there has been some, I think that we have been pushing back immensely and workers have been you know, getting their jobs back, getting the support that they need. And that is largely due to the community support, understanding that these people are from their communities and they're going to protect their communities.
I understood also in some of the other cities that retail workers in department stores and other outside fast food joined in also. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have the actual kind of stores that did that, but yeah, there's definitely a number of retail stores. I mean, look, I mean, you know, I'll say one thing. When I was in college, a professor came to me and we were talking with a political science course and economics or whatever, and he said to us, the economy, with jobs leaving the country, with NAFTA or whatever, there is now going to be a service economy. That is the job that's going to be, that you're going to have, right? And these jobs are the only thing left for Americans at this point. And those jobs have to be good jobs or there's going to be, the economics are just not going to stand. And what you see now is low-wage workers, you know, workers in the service industry, and he was right, low-wage workers in the service industry that are not making enough. The economy is still sinking. People are not making enough, and they are struggling. And we are fighting for them every day, and we need to definitely change the way these big corporations are dealing with working people. It's okay to make a dollar. It is not okay to make a dollar off of someone's back and not give them the proper wages to live their lives.
You have, your organization, been doing such critical work, and it was stimulating and exciting, and it excited others of us to support our sisters and brothers who are working to unionize and working for good gracious, yes, that $15 an hour to support their families. Camille Rivera, we're going to pay close attention to your work, to the Fast Food Forward campaign. Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.